congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers. Coach, I know you're the same guy, same coach, but that's a pretty dang good feeling to win the Natty.
Oh, no doubt about it. That's what you set out to do. And anytime you can, you know, accomplish something that you're striving for, it's pretty special.
What a game. I mean, just for college football. Yeah. The excitement. That way 2 years ago as well, you were on the other side of it. But, I mean, you talk about 60 minutes of nonstop action. Just incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. 59 minutes and
59 seconds. Yeah.
down to the last second. It was. We had 1 second to just actually be able to kind of soak it in, and it gave me a chance to kick an onside too. I needed to pay them back. It was amazing. It really was to be able to beat a team that really has just absolutely dominated college football and has been the best in Alabama. What an unbelievable champion they've been, and to not only win it but to beat them. I think was a great step for our program and culmination of a lot of people's hard work over the last 8 years. And having experienced a moment like that when I was a player, I've always strived to do it again, and to do it as a coach was awesome. And, you know, it was great for our fans, for them to, you know, 35 years since Clemson has done that. So, It was great, and something that we certainly relished and enjoyed and celebrated. But you know, and people are still talking about it here in late July. But for us as a team, we really, you know, when we started mat drills in February, we turned the page and we've been grinding ever since. And you know, we've got a team coming back that's got a lot of experience, guys that have lost a national championship and won one, and they know the feeling of both, and they know what it takes. And it's been fun to watch this team kind of find their own niche, because every team has a different identity and a new journey and all that. So I think we got a chance to compete for this league, which is always our goal. And if we can do that, and you have fortune enough to maybe win this league, then anything can happen.
Back to mat drills, because a question for you and any coach after you get there and you win it is to maintain.
Yeah.
How's that process going to be?
Yeah, well, a lot of people say, you know, there's a mentality of, well, you guys are the defending national championship and you got to go defend your championship. And that's such a passive mentality to me. And that's kind of how we've approached it. We're not defending anything. We're attacking for another one. All right, and that's a different mindset. You know, we're not sitting back here on our heels trying to play deep. We're attacking, and that's where we are. Because this team, if I had all those guys back, then I guess you could maybe say we were defending. We've got last year's trophy sitting in Clemson, but this is 2017. It's a new schedule. You have players in totally different roles, and I think that's what makes college football so much fun. So for us, it's always about starting over and reinstalling the program, reinstalling the core values, the philosophies of who we are, what we do, and then taking that team that you have and kind of putting it together and developing the chemistry, and playing to your strengths and figuring out what those are and your weaknesses watching it bloom right there in front of your eyes. So it's going to be a fun process. The big thing for us this year is who's going to be the quarterback. How's that going to play out? But regardless of what happens there, we've got good players there. We're a team that's going to be built from the inside. We're going to be really good in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And when you're good there, you usually got a chance to be successful.
Talking with Dabo Swinney at the ACC kickoff, ask you to relive just a couple of moments of the national championship for the Clemson fans back in Jacksonville. A, did you ever believe you'd have a youngster catch 3 touchdowns that was a walk-on? Okay, and maybe you can tell the story about that. And then that one moment afterwards that you were able to live and remember.
Yeah, it was awesome. You're speaking of Renfro, and I think I just think that that's just kind of how God ordered it. You know, it's just kind of, to me, I always say God has a sense of humor. And, we get there to play for the national championship in 15. And number 88 for them is the MVP. That guy was unbelievable. That was my number at Alabama. It wasn't supposed to go that way. You know, we're supposed to win the game. And then coming into this year, Tim Beret tells me, hey, you know how many wins you got going into this game? 88. And I'm like, oh, well, that's good. And then And then, you know, the walk-on wide receiver from Alabama, you know, throws it to the walk-on wide receiver at Clemson to beat Alabama. You really can't script that. I mean, it's just amazing with 1 second left. And, yeah, he's got 17 catches and 4 touchdowns in 2 games against Alabama. So, but I think that also was the epitome of our program, you know, to have the 5-star quarterback throw it to the walk-on wideout. That's really why we win at Clemson. You know, we guys have a great, you know, love and care for one another. They really do. We have an unbelievable culture, and that we nurture and try to grow each and every year. And the best player plays, and our guys know that. I mean, it's like coming into last year. I'm like, hey, Deshaun, you were the starter last year. You got to prove every day that you're the best guy. And that's a mentality that we have. There's no entitlement. It's empowerment, not entitlement. And so that was that one play, I think, epitomizes our program.
2 years ago, you sat with us, and I said, Coach, you lost four fifths of your offensive line. You said, I got some guys. Last year, I said, you lost 7 or 8 guys to the NFL off your defense, so 3/4 of your secondary, half your defense. We got some guys. Let's get the quarterback now. This is going to be a tough one to replace.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we lost Taj Boyd, it was the same question. God, where are you going? You've had Taj Boyd there. He's been there for 5 years. How are you going to replace Taj Boyd? I said, well, we go recruit. And all of a sudden, this guy named Deshaun Watson emerges. And it's no different, you know. Now it's, well, how are you going to replace Deshaun? The world has come to an end. We've recruited well. That's the biggest thing I can tell you. You know, Kelly Bryant is going to be a junior.
Right.
And he's put his time in. He's worked extremely hard. But just because he's the most experienced and he's a junior, that doesn't mean he gives us the best chance to win. If we played today, there's no question he gives us the best chance. Based on where we finished spring, because we haven't been on the field with him since then. And so I'm excited to see him, see if he can seize this opportunity and go do it. And then we've recruited well. We got, you know, a couple of freshmen. We got Zarek Cooper's a redshirt freshman. Chase Bryce just got there, true freshman. Hunter Johnson is a true freshman, just came in January. And they're really good players. It's not like you're, you know, got the battle of the bad. This is choosing from the best of the best. And so competition is a beautiful thing. And it brings out the best in everyone. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But regardless, all I can tell you is we got good players, and whoever runs out there has earned it, and they will be prepared to win for Clemson. And also whoever goes out there, they don't have to win themselves. We've got a very, very good – I think we have a chance to be better defensively than we were last year.
Wow.
And this will be the best offensive line I've been around in 15 years at Clemson.
Wow.
We lost one offensive lineman, so everybody's back. Plus, we played 3 true freshmen last year. 2 of them started at different times. Sean Pollard, Jermaine Ankrum, and John Simpson. They all played in big moments. So now they're sophomores, and you only lost one guy. So we've got good skill and experience at all the positions, running back, a little bit of tight end, receiver. So we've got to have a guy that can go in there and do what we need him to do and be a good decision maker. So, but we've got talent there, and it'll all work itself out.
Before we have to say goodbye to you, you said goodbye to your defensive line coach
in
Jacksonville now, Marion Hobby. And I'm telling you, what we have heard early on, just from being around the field with the mini camps and whatnot, he's making a big impact.
Hobbs is awesome. He's been with me the last 6 years, but I've known him forever. I was really happy for him. He's had several opportunities to go to the NFL, but it wasn't the right fit. But when Doug called, he and Doug were at New Orleans together and Tennessee, and so they had a strong relationship. He just felt like this was the right job for him. You know, there's only 32 of them jobs, mm-hmm. And so I was really happy for him. And he brought Malachi down there. Malachi Goodman is on that roster now. I'm excited to see him as a Jag. Of course, Tyler Shatley's down there competing, but Marion will do an unbelievable job. He really will. So I think there's good things ahead for the Jags. I think they've got a good staff, and you know, seem to be heading in the right direction.
I've never been good at geography. Is Clemson in Florida?
Can we
keep you out of Florida for crying out loud?
Duval County North. You didn't know that.
My gosh. I mean, we were just talking about the Canes. Looks like Mark Richt's starting to build a little bit of a wall around South Florida. But Dally, you're coming in there every year.
Yeah.
Picking your share right out of the Sunshine State.
Well, I think, it's one thing to go and sign guys, but how are those guys doing in your program? How are they graduating? Are they growing as people? Are they developing as players? You know, all of those things. And when you do a great job, those things resonate. And because kids talk. You know, the greatest ambassadors that you have for your program are the guys in the locker room.
Right.
Simple as that. Or the guys who've been through your program. They're either the worst ambassadors or the best ambassadors for you. And, you know, when you see the C.J. Spillers and the Jacoby Fords and the Sammy Watkins and so on come through there, here's Artava Scott, who comes from down there at Tarpon Springs area, and he graduates in 3 years.
Yeah.
And you see the growth and the maturity. That resonates with that because the high school coaches know. They know what these guys are exposed to at Clemson and how they're being developed and how they're, you know, the culture that we have there.
Sure.
It's not for everybody. And they know they can win, you know. So, I mean, they've seen guys come to Clemson and achieve everything. They've gotten a degree. They've grown as a person. They've career development. A lot of them go on and have a chance to play in the NFL. And they can win at the highest level and have fun doing it. So,
well, as a Florida State grad, I love the rivalry. I mean, it's top-notch.
It's good.
Nothing better. Both places, home and away.
Yeah, no question.
Phenomenal.
No, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable matchup every single year. You know, to see two elite teams with a bunch of athletes just laying it on the line, wanting to win. I mean, it's just nothing better than college football. And seeing these guys, you know, just compete to the nth degree to win for their team and for their school and the pride that comes with that.
Well, you look charged up and ready to go. Best of luck. We always enjoy
appreciate it.
Saying hello.
Thank you. Good to be with y'all.
Good to see you, Dabo. Thank you.